So this morning we find Jonah passing through Nineveh, announcing his message of conversion to the entire city. But was every single person in the entire city guilty? Perhaps not. Perhaps as he walked through, some of them could have said, "Not me, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty." We have our own way of exempting ourselves in our context, in our culture here, when someone asks us to do something, right? You know how it goes? One, two, three, not it, not it, not it, right? Not it. But there comes a point where there's nothing to be gained by asking who's to blame, and everything to be gained by asking how to help. Tomorrow marks the 45th anniversary of the legalization of abortion in the United States, with the Supreme Court decision in the case Roe versus Wade and the companion case Doe versus Bolton. Abortion was made legal in the United States under virtually any circumstance. And it's tempting to ask, who is to blame for this? Women who have had abortions? Men who have paid them, pressured them, abandoned them? Politicians who have voted for abortion? Clinics who have performed them? Priests who have not preached about them? Looking for the blame. Not it, you know, not it, not it. We all have sins in this regard for which to repent, including me. It would be easier to say what I didn't do. I wasn't even alive in 1973. But it's more valuable to say what I can do. When the people of Nineveh heard Jonah preaching, some of them could have said, "Not me, I didn't do it, I'm not guilty." But what happened, the reading says, is that they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. All of them. They said, "We are all going to take responsibility for where we're at, all of us, and what to do about it." For us, perhaps, that starts tomorrow. The church is named every January 22nd as a day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. Maybe it means coming to Mass at 5:30 tomorrow. Maybe it means fasting from a meal or from something else you like tomorrow. Maybe it means stopping what you're doing at school and praying for your classmates, or even praying with a classmate. This year, let's not say, "Not it." It's better to say, "What can I do to create a culture of life and love?"